From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. For the second time in less than a week, President Obama visited a college campus today, touting his new jobs plan. The president told supporters at North Carolina State University that if Congress goes along with his proposal for tax cuts and new government spending, it will help to restore middle-class jobs.
Jobs that pay well, jobs that offer some security, jobs that are available for all the young people who are going to be graduating from NC State.
A new CNN poll shows more Americans support the president's jobs plan than oppose it. But that survey and others also find widespread disappointment with the U.S. economy and Mr. Obama's handling of it. Here's NPR's Scott Horsley.
President Obama has been holding up his new jobs plan as evidence he can still do something about the sour economy. At an outdoor rally in Ohio this week, as in North Carolina today, cheering supporters quickly took up his call for Congress to pass this bill. A few blocks away, just out of earshot of the rally, it was easy to see the toll the long economic downturn has taken here in Ohio, an important political battleground that Mr. Obama won 3 years ago. At a local job fair, seasoned managers were putting in resumes for entry-level stocking positions. Matt Dawson lost his job as a lab technician 2 years ago. He's been looking for work ever since.
We definitely need help. I was making $16 an hour, and I'm considering jobs at 11, 9, 10, 8. They're tough to come by.
Denise Caulfield has been working part-time for minimum wage since losing her job in a corporate downsizing.
Something's got to change. I mean, the economy's not going to grow if people aren't working and they can't spend money. And I just really hope that something changes soon.
That deep-seated frustration is echoed in national polls, showing most Americans feel no better off now than they did 3 years ago, and they doubt Mr. Obama's economic policies are helping. The president's new jobs plan is an effort to change those numbers, but Alex Fisher, who heads a local business group called the Columbus Partnership, is not so sure.
First, we have a bit of skepticism. I mean, this is stimulus, too. You can call it whatever you want to. Is that additional government spend the right strategy?
Mr. Obama's first stimulus effort is widely seen as unsuccessful, even though many economists argue the recession would have been worse without it. Unemployment in Ohio did come down from a high of 10.6% to 8.6% this spring, but now unemployment's creeping up again, and money from that first stimulus is largely gone. Belt-tightening local governments continue to shed workers here and across the country. That's why the president of the Columbus Teachers Union, Rhonda Johnson, was cheering Mr. Obama's plan to use new federal dollars to help keep teachers on the payroll.
I know in Cleveland, they had a layoff of more than 300 teachers. As a union president, the hardest thing that you have to go through is when your members lose their jobs.
Unions played a big role in electing Mr. Obama, but labor support could be tempered next year with so many union members out of work. When I asked Mario Sciardelli of the Central Ohio Building Trades Council how enthusiastic his members are about working for the president's reelection, he said, "That's a good question."
A lot of us were a little disappointed in the recent past, you know, that he wasn't able to get things done. And we need to bring jobs back to America. It's eroded our tax base. It's eroded the American way, the American dream. People just are losing heart over not having employment.
Sciardelli says the president's newfound push for the Jobs Act is a big step in the right direction. Passage of the bill in a divided Congress is anything but certain, though. Alex Fisher of the Columbus Partnership wonders why Washington can't function more like this city, where Democrats and Republicans at least sometimes work together.
We're able to push out all of this partisanship and all that goes on from that standpoint. And, you know, that's a big frustration in Washington, and not pointing fingers at anybody, but maybe pointing fingers at everybody.
Polls suggest as doubtful as Americans are about the president's economic policies, they like the Republican alternatives even less. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Columbus, Ohio.